second one to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
My ratings honks are going to love this one, right? Like all the people that can't talk about baseball without talking about ratings and how many people are watching XYZ, which is always so ridiculous to me because baseball is very much a regionalized sport where you kind of root and follow your favorite team and then maybe you'll tune into the World Series. Just reality. Some people love to point it out that it's not the NFL. And guess what? It's not the NFL, and they're still making money hand over fist, and their athletes are paid higher than any other sport. So, with all that being said, the rating honks are going to love this one. Yankees, Dodgers, not only is it the big payrolls and the big markets and literally the perfect matchup when it comes to that stuff, what I like about it and what will bring me to the table on this is that you have really, well, you have the two best players of a generation, like of the post-Trout generation. It's Judge and Ohtani. And for Ohtani, it's like maybe best ever. You get those guys front and center. That's what makes this special as much as anything else for baseball to me.
It's going to be more of a spectacle than typically it is. And that's not a knock on the World Series. I love watching the World Series. But, you know, when you've got teams that are not overall national darlings, it will be that much more of an overall spectacle and an event and all of that. This is what Major League Baseball has been dying for, a World Series between, you know, these two teams. And honestly, regardless of the outcome of the NLCS, had it been the Yankees-Mets Subway Series, that would have been, you know, a good consolation prize for Major League Baseball. They would have been, now they would have been fun with, I mean, they would have been good with that too. Not as much as Yankees Dodgers, obviously, for obvious reasons, in the two largest media markets in the country. But, you know, the Subway Series, I think, you know, definitely would be a good consolation for them. But at the end of the day, this has the star power. It's got the large markets. It's got the payroll. It's got everything that you need to build in to make it must-see TV. The way that I probably, and the way I typically approach the World Series, if one of my teams is not in it, is I'll watch when there isn't a competing primetime football game. Maybe not Thursday night football, but the other ones. But with the Yankees and Dodgers, that probably goes above whatever primetime NFL game is on. It really honestly does.
If I'm being honest, they'll probably both, they'd be on par. I would have loved to see the Guardians win it. That's who I was rooting for more than anybody. And like, honestly, it would have been like Guardians, Mets, probably Dodgers, Yankees. But the reality is I'm more likely to watch this one because of Ohtani, and it's not just Ohtani and Judge. You maybe have two of the other top five players in baseball and Mookie Betts and Juan Soto, right? Yeah. Like it's not just those two guys, but yes, it is. It will become much more of a like cultural event.
Yeah. And then you go even further down and you've got Giancarlo Stanton, who has had a torrid run in the postseason. You've got Freddie Freeman. I know that he's battling, you know, some health issues, but you've got Freddie, like the star power from top to bottom. We haven't even gotten to the pitching staffs yet. Like it's there for both teams.
Giancarlo Stanton is one of the great postseason hitters of all time. And as he comes out of a series where he won the MVP and Ken says he deserved it even with his .222 average. Of course he did. Every clutch hit when you look up for the Yankees is Giancarlo Stanton. Royals know that all too well. He cost them a series in a lot of ways. It is interesting. It's been a long time. They've met a lot in the World Series, but not in either one of our lifetimes. You know, like, so yeah. You've had an entire generation of baseball fans, really probably about three generations of baseball fans that have never seen this World Series matchup, which is pretty crazy. But here it is. And it starts Friday. I wish it started sooner. I get it, but I kind of wish they'd just start it right away. That's a long time to wait. But it'll be here before we know it. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you about the programming tonight, which game you're going to hear with us. It's all coming as we wrap up Sports Day.